time, I'd like to invite the children to come forward. I should add that any time an adult here feels like a child, you're welcome to come on in. We have a good group here today, and I'm so glad to see all of you. And I want to ask you a serious question. Have you ever been out in the mall or maybe even in the woods and feel like that you were lost? You didn't know which way to go? Some said yes, some said no. Well, I have certainly felt that. We call it confusion. And as you get older, you might discover that you get more confused the older you get. So, one of the things that I do is I've discovered that on my iPhone, there is actually what is called a compass. You can see it, it's actually turned on here, and when I don't know where I am or what to do, oh, it's not there anymore. You missed it. It was there just a second ago. Here it is. Now you can see it. And you see it turns or rotates depending on which position I'm in. But the point of a compass is to help you find which way is north. You want to find where the north star is. So, if I know this is north, this must be what? South. And if I can determine that this is east, then this is going to be what?
West.
Whoa, these guys are smart. So, this is the way I get my bearings when I don't know which way to go. I know there's a highway back here somewhere in the south. If I can just turn around and go south, I will probably run into it. So, this is important. Many years ago, I was an airplane pilot, and I would be flying along and get into some clouds and experience what pilots call vertigo. Now, vertigo is when your mind gets so confused by the passing of those clouds and your eyes get disoriented that actually, I'm not exaggerating. I didn't know which way was up and which way was down. When I was pushing the plane going down, I thought I was going up. If I thought I was going to the right, I was actually turning to the left. It's that confusing. So the mind, even though we may have our eyes open, sometimes the mind will play tricks on us. And we think that we're going east, and we're actually
going west.
Or we think we're doing the right thing, but we're doing the wrong thing. So we need something to help us serve as a compass. Now, this is just one example of a compass that I showed you. There's another compass that we use called the Bible. When we don't know what to do, when we are confused, when we feel totally lost in life, we look to this great book, which I think serves as a good compass to help us find our way. Does that make sense to you? It makes good sense to me because I've had to do it so many times. So I hope you'll keep that in mind, and I hope that God will always provide you with a good compass. Let's have a prayer. Dear God, thank you for these children. Bless their homes, bless their parents, their siblings, and bless them in this church and use them for your glory and honor. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may go.